This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of April 15th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Eclipse Director for the City of Vincennes says the preparations that were made for the last week's total solar eclipse showed what the city is capable of in terms of hosting big events and dealing with big crowds. From the outset, Vincennes looked to use the eclipse as a platform to attract more people to live, work, and play in the city. Eclipse Director Sarah Wolf said she believes the city will be able to accomplish just that.
Part of it is in that planning and in that storytelling of saying, hey, we can do something like this. We are capable of a lot more than folks may think. So when an opportunity comes along, you've got to put on that kind of creative problem solving and opportunity seeking to find out how you can use that.
Officials noticed two demographics of visitors. The first was more older with more disposable income who are willing to travel. And the other was a younger crowd that came out of curiosity and excitement. The Rolls-Hulman Institute of Technology is investing $5 million to expand its sports and recreation center, the institute announced Monday. Rolls-Hulman plans to build an addition to the east end of the facility, overlooking the outdoor Cook Stadium. The two-story addition will include 7 offices, a locker room, expanded storage area, and a dedicated recruiting room for intercollegiate athletics. The project is designed to provide additional facilities to meet a rising need for athletic and student recreation services. Purdue University is partnering with a British drone maker to launch a center of research into how to use artificial intelligence and machine learning to improve the safety and efficacy of unmanned aircraft. The Center on AI for Digital, Autonomous, and Augmented Aviation will focus on innovations that can be scaled up as demand for drone technology grows. Purdue will provide its own research expertise in technology, engineering, and other fields, while Wind Racers will provide its real-world experience in providing autopilot systems for the Royal Navy and others. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southeast Indiana's growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
This May, 3 Indiana school districts will ask voters to approve funding to do things like raise teacher pay, continue programs supported by pandemic relief that will soon expire, and improve school safety. IIB's Alex Brown has the story.
These measures seeking tax revenue will be on the primary election ballots on May 7th in Blue River Valley Schools, Brown County Schools, and the Metropolitan School District of Pike Township in Indianapolis. School districts can seek voter approval for referendums to pay for operating costs as well as construction and safety expenses. They need a simple majority to pass. For the first time, Pike Township is asking voters to help fund operations. The tax rate would be 24 cents per $100 of net assessed value for 8 years. The ballot measure would fund 3 key areas: continuing programs and staffing added since the pandemic, attracting and retaining teachers, and school safety and security. Brown County Schools is seeking a renewal of its 2016 operating referendum, but at a slightly higher rate than before, 10 cents per $100 of assessed property value for 8 years rather than 8 cents. Blue River Valley Schools, which serves a portion of Henry County, plans to make its teacher pay more competitive if the first ballot measure for operating costs it's ever put to voters gets approved. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Work has begun on the City of Bluffton's Interurban Trail Extension, a project supported by the Governor's Next Level Trails Grant Program. The project will extend the existing trail by just over a mile, totaling 3 miles, and connecting the Wabash River to Lancaster Park. It also is part of the 81-mile Indiana Visionary Poca Bach Trail System. The extension is supported by the $404,000 state grant awarded in the grant program's third round. The Trails Grant Program has disbursed $180 million for 89 projects to date. In case you missed it, a Central Indiana real estate executive says the retail industry around the state is surprisingly strong, but is going to look a bit different in certain areas over the next few years. from the overhaul of Circle Center Mall in downtown Indianapolis to recently announced changes at the Fashion Mall at Keystone on the city's north side, Cushman & Wakefield Executive Director Bill French said the changes will bring needed improvements. Retail spots in central Indiana are currently about 95% occupied, according to French, with some of the suburbs such as Avon, Brownsburg, Carmel, Fishers, and Zionsville at 2-3% vacancy. He noted other markets statewide are seeing good business as well. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.